Chapter 17. Gammy. Kittens in Grandma Rinder's Barn. King and Koa, you don't get to visit the homes of your grandparents very much, do you? You live so far away on Maui. Dell and Sunny and Levi, you visit Coco Pops at their house in Whitefish Bay and their cabin way up north a lot. You come visit Gammy and Pappy in Appleton sometimes, too. When Gammy was little, she visited her Grandma and Grandpa Rinder's, Great-Grandma Elaine's parents, a lot. They lived in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, in an old farmhouse. Gammy's favorite part of those visits was going into the old barn and sitting very, very still and quiet. You see, there were wild cats who lived in the barn and had kittens every year. Gammy would try to catch one of those kittens and pet it until it trusted her and willingly let itself be held. That took a long time. One very special visit when Gammy was 9 or 10 years old, Grandpa Bert and Grandma Elaine let her bring a kitten home. They put the kitten in a box on the floor in the back seat of the car for the ride. Misty was a gray kitten who lived in the garage. Gammy took care of her kitten by cleaning out the sand in the litter box, feeding her warm milk and cat food, and of course, playing with her. For a few years, Gammy had cats, and those cats had kittens. Always she could only keep one at a time. If there were kittens, she had to decide which pet to keep and which to find other homes for. That was hard. Little Jean, Gammy, felt sad sending any of the kittens or their mother away. She spent lots of time loving those animals. She even trained one of the cats to sit and stay and come when called like a dog. This smart cat would greet her at the end of the driveway when she got off the school bus each day. Sadly, two of the cats got injured and died while chasing mice out in the farmer's field nearby.